This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The House passed legislation Friday by a vote of 258 to 160 to make the 50% bonus depreciation of new capital purchases permanent. This allows businesses to depreciate 50% of the cost of purchasing new equipment in the first year, plus the percentage of the remaining bases in the equipment that would ordinarily be depreciable under the modified accelerated cost recovery system. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Bob McCann says NCBA strongly supports the permanent extension because it will help provide farmers and ranchers with predictable pro-growth tax code that allows them to make long-term investments in their businesses. McCann says bonus depreciation coupled with Section 179 business expensing are effective tools allowing farmers and ranchers to make the necessary investments needed to remain competitive in the global marketplace. USDA released what Don Roos with U.S. Commodities calls a bearish report on Friday.
The other thing that stands out is the fact the government left the yields unchanged on corn and beans, probably not a huge surprise. But I think when you look forward that these ending stocks with good weather moving forward continue to grow, and both on production and ending stocks. So supply bearish for right now, and probably add to that down the road. World ending stocks are also negative across the board. So probably where we're at is we're trying to really find some kind of a what is real value.
Roos was not surprised that soybean futures dropped sharply right after the report.
A market reacts bearish to a bearish report if we still have risk premium in the market, and I think we still do. And remember, probably the one thing we have is the corn-bean ratio is out of line. At these figures, November beans are at 1080, but they could, to get the ratio in line, they could go down closer to this 930 to 940. So still premium in the soybean market. And the wheat market, tells you kind of how the direction of the market wants to move as wheat continues to sink lower as harvest is starting to push behind us here in the U.S.
Roos says the lows in the grain markets are yet to come.
Reports like this can sock in an intermediate low. And by that, I mean we went into the report. This is 10 days in a row down. We had a negative report across the board. We pushed sharply lower. And sometimes lows that you put in today hold for a little bit, and then we start to measure again going forward. But, we do think that big summer lows are probably more around the 1st of August, and the harvest lows are probably on beans more like first week of October, and the corn is probably more the first week of December. So, if you look at it that way, we still have a downward time. Price will probably be a little more measured from here forward.
Don Roos, president of U.S. Commodities. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Our transportation infrastructure is what drives our economy, but we are fast approaching some very real funding issues. I spoke with president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer.
Right now we're dealing with Washington. I mean, that's what we're looking at right now. Federal government, the Congress has yet to extend funding for transportation programs, the reauthorization. The current funding package runs out next month, and the Congress has yet to come up with a final funding plan. And, of course, this is when everyone gets a little bit nervous because we're funding road programs, we're funding all sorts of transportation facets. Also, what's scary, though, is the fact that this is trickle-down, because then it trickles down to the states and then into state projects, because most of your state projects have a big hunk of federal funding to them. So right now we're operating on a situation where we're going to have a temporary extension of the existing transportation funding plan, or are we going to come up with a new one? Everyone knows there's not going to be a new one because they haven't dealt with the big issues for transportation funding, which is things such as, are we going to increase the federal motor fuel tax? Are we going to come up with new funding mechanisms? Congress isn't in the mood for it. It's election time. They aren't going to do anything that's too controversial, so we can expect that they'll extend the current plan we have maybe for 6 months or something like that and just kind of limp around until after the next election, and then maybe they'll start tackling some of the big transportation funding issues.
We can only hope.
Well, I mean, we've got real problems. I mean, we don't have, you know, we haven't touched the federal motor fuel tax in 20 plus years. We have a lot of vehicles that don't use gasoline or other motor fuels, thus they don't pay a motor fuel tax, and thus they are not paying their fair share to use the roads, bridges, and what have you. And the problem there, of course, is that we're operating with basically the same amount of money we did 21 years ago, and it buys a lot less than it does 21 years ago. And so the feds and Congress need to take a look at this sometime, you know, sooner than later, because, you know, we don't want to fall any farther behind than we are right now in terms of infrastructure. We've got a pretty decent infrastructure in this country. We just don't want to lose it by a lack of maintenance and repair.
And we need all of this good infrastructure in order to haul our grain, when it looks like we're going to have a lot to haul this year, because we might not have enough storage for what could be a bumper crop in both corn and soybeans.
We may not have a lot of everything. I mean, it's just because of the fact that we may not have enough equipment to get that stuff out of the field, because, well, we will, but we'll probably be sitting there harvesting until who knows when. Although if we get an early dry down, it'd be nice and stays dry enough, it'll make it a little bit easier. We're going to have a real issue here. I mean, every prediction shows a bumper crop. I mean, just a historic crop more than anything else. And keep your fingers crossed we don't have anything catastrophic happen. We are going to see a massive corn and bean crop. And to get that out of the field means that you're going to need a lot of trucks to move it out of there. You're going to need a lot of storage space at elevators. Or if you got a contract for direct delivery, you're going to need good roadway access to get through. So it's going to be a very busy fall. And from that standpoint, we need the equipment, we need access, we need things to move, I mean, to work real smoothly. I mean, I think the storage issue is going to be the big thing, because if we have a bumper crop and we're going to store it because of, lower prices and stuff, I think a lot of people are going to sit there and say, I'm going to sit on it for a while. Well, literally and figuratively, they may be sitting on it because there may not be enough elevator space to, or storage, not enough bin space to put this stuff in. And I think it's going to be a very, very interesting fall.
People are going to start stuffing it in their couch cushions.
Well, where are you going to put it? I mean, it's with that amount of grain that people are, that we're talking about, what the harvest is expected to be, it's going to be phenomenal. And, we move grain, by truck, but then we move it to river terminals. We move it to rail terminals. Do we have enough unit trains out there to move that grain? Good question. We have enough barge capacity? Probably do, but if the river's up and it's flooding, then that may slow things down a little bit, and that could put a stick in the wheel and really mess things up this fall. But we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot of variables.
Right. Barges are great, but they can only do so much if all the rivers are flooded, and taking it to the rails is also a good alternative to barges, but if they don't have the capacity, there's only so much you can do there.
And the rails are, the rails have been busy. They've had capacity issues in the last year. We have, the rails are finding themselves moving a lot of crude oil also out of the upper plains. And so how much of that equipment capacity is diverted up to the upper plains to, the power capacity, I should say, not the car capacity. The cars are there, the hopper cars are there probably, but, do we have enough power units and enough capacity on those rails to move that grain south? And that's basically what it is. Move everything south. The same thing with the barge traffic. The river terminals, we don't want floods like we're having now down around St. Louis, because people start watching that, and, that can slow stuff down too. But again, we're still talking another 2 months plus down the road. But all in all, I think everyone says the same thing. It's going to be a bumper crop. We don't know what the price is going to, if it's going to hold, if it's going to go up or go down. That's all going to play into factor whether or not we move the grain earlier or we sit on it.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.